Okay, I'm all ready.
Oh, you're coming to the airport to pick up your mother with us?
Get real. I'm catching a plane to Bermuda.
Mother, I was hoping this time things would be different between you two.
They will. She'll be here, and I'll be on the beach trolling for Cabana boys.
Come on, Mona, what do you mean? How could you not want to see your own mother? What's the matter? She's afraid she's going to give you a curfew?
Boy, she makes me nervous and awkward and uptight. I mean, when she's around, I feel like Angela.
Uh-oh. You think Bermuda's far enough?
Very funny, you two. Mother, you have to stay here.
Angela, she's really here to see you. Believe me, she will not even know that I'm gone. Mother!
Angela!
You see?
Nana! Oh, Nana! Nana's here! Nana's here!
This isn't Jonathan, is it? How long has it been?
Oh, 8 birthday checks. And thanks for keeping pace with inflation.
What else would I do with my money?
Oh, hello, dear.
Nana, what happened to your plane? I thought you weren't due for another 2 hours.
The last minute I decided to take the Concorde. At my age, every second counts.
Great. Now she'll be here an extra 2 hours.
What did you say?
Don't say, Nana, dear. There's nothing to be nervous about. Unless, of course, you're trying to skip out on me again.
No.
That's what I thought.
Busted. She's got your number.
And you are.
Hey, Nana.
How does it feel, big mouth?
I'm sorry. Forgive my manners. Nana, I want you to meet Tony Maselli. Tony, my Nana, Mrs. Reynolds.
Hello, Mrs. Reynolds.
So this is the famous housekeeper from Brooklyn you wrote me about. He's even more attractive than you described him.
Thank you. And I'm not just a pretty face. I can cook, too. Here, let me get you coat.
Well, thank you, dear.
Sure.
So, Angela, when am I going to meet your fiancé?
You just did.
You're going to marry your housekeeper?
Yes.
Nana. That's the worst case of jet lag I've ever seen.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. Open road and a road that's hidden.
Nana.
Here, try this.
Garlic?
Yeah, trust me. It's like Italian smelling salts. And after you finish with it, I'm going to make a great sauce with that.
Gosh, I hope she's going to be all right.
Well, you should have told her about us.
I knew this was going to happen. Mother is a rich, elitist snob. Face it, she's just a big pain in the...
Oh, Mommy, how are you feeling?
Like I died in an Italian restaurant.
Oh, no, that's very common for fainters, you know. Can I get you some tea?
Oh, I'll get it.
Can't wait to get away from me, can you, dear?
No, I...
Stop and think about what you want to say.
I just want to get you some tea. Tony, where do you keep the water?
The kitchen.
All boobs, no brains. Darling, I say that with love. I just wish that we could be closer. The way you and I are, dear.
What are you looking for?
Anything that says harmful if swallowed, please. Trying to do us both a favor. I'm telling you, when you're on that old lady's hit list, you are finished.
Not yet, I'm not.
Well, why bother?
Because Nana's approval is very important to Angela and to me. And anyway, where I come from, you get the family's blessing.
Good luck.
Let me tell you something. After I'm finished turning on the old charm, I'll have her eating out of my hand.
All the way up to the elbow.
Good morning. Paper, mum?
The London Times.
Yeah, well, I was going to get you the Tatler, but there was this picture of Fergie in a thong bikini, and I figured since you want to be eating, you know, I don't...
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Well, in honor of your visit, we have English breakfast tea, and English marmalade, and of course... English muffins.
What are you doing?
English leather.
Mr. Maselli.
Yes, yes.
Give it a rest.
Yes. Oh, great, great. Sam's here. Yeah, you're gonna love her.
Her?
Oh, yes, my daughter, Samantha. You see, actually... She was the reason that I originally took this job. You see, our neighborhood was beginning to get a little rough, and I wanted Sam to have a better life.
Well, that's quite noble of you.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Anyway, you're going to like her. Yeah, she turned out pretty good. A real lady.
Oh. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Sam.
Oh, Toad.
Miss Reynolds, this is my daughter, Samantha, and her friend, Al.
Samantha. Nice to meet you, Mrs. Reynolds.
Hey, Al. What'd I tell you? Class act, huh?
Hey, Dad, we're gonna go visit Tiny in jail. Wanna come?
Hey, he will visit you.
In fact, he did.
You were in prison.
Well, it was a poker game about 10 years ago. It got a little loud, and the cops came, but all the charges were dropped.
Yeah, lucky for Tony, they didn't have a search warrant.
Yeah, it was a bad bust.
You guys don't want to miss visiting hours.
But, Dad, Tiny's going to be real disappointed.
Hey, what do you say when he gets out, we all go to the track? Hey, Grandma, you play the pony?
Goodbye, Al.
No, I can swear I seen it at the $2 window.
Al, goodbye. Kids, they say the darndest things. I mean, you'd at least be at the $10 window, right? I got such a headache.
Excuse me.
Yes, of course.
Psst. Is she gone?
Yeah, you chicken.
So, have you got her eating out of your hand yet?
No, but she showed me a lot of teeth. I don't know what else to do. I made her a great breakfast. I turned on all the charm. I did everything but tap dance.
Your tea should be dumped in the harbor.
Dun, 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 dun.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to make an impression here, but nothing seems to work.
Oh, I don't know. I'll always remember your cologne.
Well, look, I don't care. I don't care. If I can't win your approval, that's okay, because I can give Angela something better than money and class and a great life.
We've painted ourselves into a corner, haven't we?
No, because I can give her happiness, that's right. And if you cared about her half as much as you say you do, you wouldn't stand in our way.
Yes!
What's that?
Little gas.
I'm out of here.
Mr. Maselli, last night when I was tucking Angela in, we spoke of you. Every time she said your name, her face lit up.
Really?
Yes, kind of like that. Now, who am I to stand in the way of love? Please forgive an old lady's prejudices ingrained upon her soul for generations.
Done.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, I knew inside of that tough exterior was a heart of mush, huh? Hey, what do you say after my classes, we spend the afternoon together?
Nothing could make me happier.
Oh, that's great.
Amazing. He really got you to like him.
As God is my witness, I will see that that man never marries Angela.
Hi.
Hi.
So, you and Nana have fun?
Oh, we had a smashing good time. We had lunch in Southport, a jaunt through the museum. I even showed her where I bowled my 228. You should have seen her face.
Oh, I'm so relieved. I guess we can put Nana at the top of our wedding list.
Is it kidding?
You are so blind. She's trying to break you two up.
Oh, come on, Mona. Let me tell you something. Nana likes me. She thinks I'm a bit of all right. More than a bit.
Can't you see that she is luring you in? Here, boy, then boom, your kibble.
Angela, a gift for the lovebirds.
Ooh, what a fiend.
Oh, my. Your antique crystal candlesticks. I've always loved these.
I know that, honey. And now they're yours. Both of yours.
Oh, Nana.
Oh, Nana.
Speak up, dear. Don't mumble.
Well, I was having a phone.
She doesn't like me, does she?
That's not true.
No. She thinks I'm evil.
Well, that part is true. Well, she thinks you're trying to break Angela and I up.
And I don't know where she gets these ideas from.
Well, I do. From me.
What?
Yes, when I told her that I was going to give you the candlesticks, I mentioned that I was concerned that they stay in the family.
Well, why wouldn't they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, stuff like this pretty hard to pawn, you know? Just kidding.
Why would you even be concerned?
Oh, because of my niece, Claire. Oh, it was just a nightmare when she got divorced. I mean, her ex-husband got all my mother's china.
Why, that rotten rapscallion.
It's only something we could have done, or they could have done, to prevent that.
You mean like a prenuptial agreement?
That's just the phrase Mona used. And then she made me feel like an awful ogre for even thinking about that.
Oh, that mean old Mona.
Well, Tony and I don't need a prenuptial agreement.
Nana, excuse us a second. Angela, can I have a word? Listen, I don't mind signing one of those things. I mean, you know, I'm not after anything.
Well, I know, and that's exactly why I don't want to do it.
Yeah, but look, Nana's an older lady, and if this is bothering her, let's put her mind at ease.
You sure?
I want Nana to be happy.
You are really something.
Bit of all right, eh?
We just talked it over, and we think that a prenuptial agreement wouldn't be a bad idea.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. You mustn't do that for me.
No, please. We insist.
I'll call my lawyer, and we'll draw up the papers first thing in the morning.
Oh, honey, I don't know much about this, but don't you think Tony ought to have his own lawyer? I mean, his rights have to be protected, too.
Oh, wow. Well, that's very nice of you, Nana, but I don't have a lawyer.
I do.
Is she an angel or what?
Okay, now you two have agreed that whatever assets each brings to this marriage, that's what you'll walk away with, right?
Not that we'll ever walk away.
That's right.
Okay, good. I'll need to see your files of income, assets, and holdings. That's everything you own, Tony?
Oh, what are you kidding me? Here, look.
Now, when you two get married, are you planning on putting the house in both your names?
Now that you mention it...
No way. Come on. This house is hers.
So, in the event of divorce or death, you relinquish all claims to the house?
Absolutely. Positively.
Excuse me, can I have a word with my client here?
Did I say something wrong?
As your lawyer, it's my duty to inform you that once you're married, you may have a real interest in this house.
You mean aside from cleaning it?
I'm talking about ownership. You will have contributed to paying off the house, maintaining it, and helping its appreciation.
Really?
You know, Tony, he has a point. In the future, you really will have a stake in this house.
So if you and Tony stay married, say, 10 years, you're willing to give him a percentage of the house, right?
Sure.
That's not necessary.
How much?
75%. Oh. Hey, if you don't ask, you don't get.
Very funny. I think 50% is fine.
I agree. Hey,
I'm half a homeowner.
Me too.
All right, let's move on to Angela's other chief asset, which would be the Bauer Agency.
Oh, whoa, hold it. Now, look, I have nothing to do with that, you know. I never even cleaned the offices, right? That's hers.
So in the event of divorce or death, you relinquish all claims to the business?
Absolutely. Positively.
Excuse me, can I have another one?
I'm starting to feel like Ali North.
By taking care of the home and allowing Angela to do her job, the law credits you with producing half the assets of her business.
No wonder I'm so tired at the end of the day. But I don't care. I don't care what the law says. I mean, come on, it's her business, right? It's yours, right?
Well, I couldn't do what I do without you.
Well, then you agree that for every year you and Tony are married, he will receive stock in the Bauer Agency, right?
Oh, you're good. Nana really knows her lawyers, doesn't she?
Then why don't you draw up a proposal?
All right, let's move on to personal belongings here. There seem to be a couple of items that are duplicated on both lists here.
Well, Kenny,
that's
really?
Interesting.
Yeah, for instance, the cookware.
Oh. I think Tony should have that, even though I bought it.
Thank you.
Good. Then there is the cedar chest.
Oh, well, I thought you gave that to me.
Well, you loved it, so I let you use it. I mean, even though I did make it for my mother. but you go ahead. You keep it. It's yours. It's yours.
Okay, good. That leaves the mantle clock.
That's mine.
I guess you did buy that, didn't you?
No. Well, like, yeah, but you paid for half of it.
I thought so. Well, you found it, so you take it.
Okay, thanks.
Boy, you just jumped right on that one, didn't you?
All right, why don't you keep the mantle clock? It'll go great with my mother's cedar chest.
Oh, no. If that's the way you feel about it, you keep the clock. It'll help you keep track of time until you own half my house.
You're making it sound like I'm trying to rip you off, Angela. I mean, after all, I didn't take any alimony.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, if it wasn't for my homemaking services, you might not be where you are today. Isn't that right, Paul?
Right.
Thank you.
You may have cooked for my clients, buddy, but I'm the one who got them here.
Oh, so finally I find out how you really feel about what I do for you, huh? The truth is out, and it's not very pretty. Oh, yeah? Ouch.
Tony, what are you doing?
If Angela thinks that I'm signing a prenuptial agreement, she's got another think coming to her.
And then he storms out of there like a child, accusing me of not appreciating him. That's the thanks I get for trying to be fair.
Darling, I'm just as shocked as you are. But better that you should find this out now.
Well... Oh, excuse me, but here are some personal items I found in my room that I think belong to you, and I wouldn't want to be accused of taking anything that isn't mine.
Oh, my pantyhose. Goodness, I didn't know we were the same size.
We're not. They're torn. I was going to use them to strain paint.
Well, maybe you should keep them. You can use them to stick up somebody else.
Oh, that's a low blow there, Angela. I wasn't trying to take anything from you.
You could have fooled me.
Oh, I don't believe you.
Break it up. Now, you can't let Nana do this to you.
What did you say, young lady?
I said,
mind your own business.
This is my business. Angela is my daughter, and I am not going to let you ruin her life the way you ruined mine.
Don't say something you're going to regret.
Daddy faked his death to get away from you.
No.
This is exactly the same thing you did to me. When I was in love with the man of my dreams, you turned us against each other.
What are you talking about?
Oh, he was a beautiful young man. Kind and considerate and so talented. And if it hadn't been for her, today I would be Mrs. James Earl Jones.
The voice of Darth Vader?
To sit down.
Angela, I am your father.
What do you mean, James Earl Jones? We met when he came to town doing summer stock. But Mummy didn't approve of him.
Because he was black?
No, because he was an actor.
Oh, yeah.
I will not allow this to happen again. Now, these two belong together, and if you don't like it, then you are just going to have to answer to me.
And me. Oh, look, Angela, I'm sorry. I was just trying to do what was best for you.
I know what's best for me, and it's Tony. I'm sorry I got carried away. I don't want a prenuptial agreement.
Hey, I don't want one either. I just want you.
And I want you to keep my pantyhose.
Oh, Elizabeth.
How can you fight that?
I can't. Look, kids, I hope you'll be very happy. And I give you my blessing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Nana.
Thanks, Nana.
You're going to need it. You're out of the will. And $5 million.
Oh, man!
You see the crowd and you watch it.
You know, it's nice of Nana to at least let me keep my crystal candlesticks.
Our crystal candlesticks.
Oh, sorry. Our crystal candlesticks. Well, what do you think?
I think they look okay there, but wouldn't you rather see them up on a mantelpiece there?
No, it's too far away. I don't think so. No, I think that's better.
Well, at least look.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Yours broke.